Casinos and early childhood education were on the table in the first televised debate among the candidates for governor since the primary election. With the November election just 5 weeks away now, recent polls show Democrat Martha Coakley and Republican Charlie Baker pretty much running neck and neck. But it wasn't Coakley, though, whom Baker took issue with during the hour-long forum last night out in Springfield. Reporter Adam Frenier has our story.
The tone of the debate was civil throughout most of the evening. The most dramatic exchange happened on a question about the state's infrastructure problems. Independent candidate Scott Lively, a Springfield pastor and noted gay rights opponent, veered well off topic into what he called moral infrastructure.
We're killing unborn babies every single day in this state. We are promoting sexual perversion to children in the public schools. Those kinds of things are corrupting us from the inside much worse than what's happening with our road system and our bridges.
During the next question, Republican Charlie Baker also went off topic and delivered a sharp rebuttal to Lively.
That was kind of a veiled reference, I think, to gay people. And as the brother of a gay man who lives and is married in Massachusetts, I just want you to know that I found that kind of offensive.
With some in the audience applauding Baker, Lively shot back at his foe.
I believe in the Bible, Charlie. I'm sorry that you don't.
Earlier in the debate, the candidates were asked about one of the most discussed issues of the election, whether they support a question repealing the state's casino law, and if that passes, whether they favor legislation to allow the casino project in Springfield to go forward. Baker said he's against the repeal and reiterated his support for the Springfield project, saying it should continue no matter what. His Democratic rival, Martha Coakley, said she would also keep an open mind to that, but she stressed the gaming facility is only one part of the economic solution for Springfield.
I think we also have to look at investments in infrastructure out here, completing projects like the I-91 Viaduct, making sure that with our academic centers out here, we look at things like smart farming and the farm-to-table movement.
Independent Evan Falchuk said he too opposes the repeal measure, but thinks the will of the voters in November should be the final word.
When I hear the comments from both Charlie and Martha about the idea that if the law is repealed, they're going to go to the legislature and try to see if they can get it back here in Springfield, I think that sort of defies credibility. That if the voters go and repeal this entire law, that as governor they're going to go back to the legislature and see if they can get legislation to put it in Springfield.
The discussion then moved to whether public schools should provide pre-kindergarten education universally to all students. Baker, Coakley, and Falchuk all agreed with the idea. Independent Jeff McCormick said he too is for it, but has concerns about the quality of teaching should the issue become a mandate.
And it needs to be real education by real educators. You talk to any of these educators, they'll tell you that. It has to be professionals. We need to put children on the right track. They will get further and further behind if we don't.
Lively disagreed with the other four candidates on pre-K, saying there needs to be more parental involvement in the lives of young children and favors more homeschooling, charter schools, and private education. The debate was sponsored by a group of Western Mass media outlets. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adam Frenier.